You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're welcome back to the programme. Our next guest this morning will be dear to many of your hearts. A man who's known for his eclectic blend of ballads with a folk and country flavour. Charlie Lansbury has also inspired many by overcoming adversity to succeed in the music industry. But he will soon be hanging up the guitar because he's decided to retire. And this month is starting a farewell tour, one which you'll see him come to the Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick at the 31st of this month and the Loughrea Hotel and Spa on the 7th of February. He joins us on the line as well. He's got a new album as well. We'll find out about that too. Charlie Lansbury, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. Great to be with you, mate.
And thanks very much. And you're sounding great form, which is wonderful to hear. Now, I have to be a little bit of a cynic, first of all, but you know as well as I do, there are plenty in the music industry that have had four or five or six farewell tours. Is this really it?
No, this is definitely it. I've heard of them too, but no. You only have to look at a picture of me to realise that it's about time I packed my guitar up, you know. No, I won't be doing Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes is Back, or Old Brown Eyes in my case.
Exactly, yeah, very good. Tell us a little bit why you've come to this decision. And I mean, it's come after a long career, I think it's fair to say.
Well, yeah. It's going to be a bit of a wrench because it's all I've known for most of my life. But I've seen people, far greater artists than me, and I've thought, oh, why didn't he pack up? Because listen to them, he sound awful. So while I'm still able to sing reasonably well and while my hair's still in place, I thought I'd give it a, you know, give it a miss. And also your energy begins to fade you, you know, a bit. I'm not my missus calls me Peter Pan, like, but I'm beginning to realise that Peter Pan's getting a bit long in the tooth, you know.
So, but are you happy to make the decision? I mean, you describe it a wrench, but you sound content at the same time.
Well, I'll find, you know, people who say I'm bored, I don't know what to do. I'll never be bored. I'll still continue musically in one way or another, mainly through writing and maybe a bit of recording. But there's all sorts of other things I'd like to do that, I'll take more active part in the church. I'll do a bit of, you know, community work. I'll learn my languages. I'll do a bit of painting, play some very bad golf. So, I've got a whole host of things I can be doing, you know.
You said that you've been in the music industry for most of your life. How long?
Well, I've been playing my guitar since I first picked it up when I was 11, and then started going into pubs when I was old enough and just sat in the corner singing all night for nothing very often. Then graduated to sort of playing and getting paid for it. And I think we got £1 a night the first time, and then £5 it went up to. And I played in one pub for 22 years and despaired of anybody ever recording me or anything, so began to write out of frustration, and then got the break way back in 95. And I was so naive at the time, I thought, wouldn't this be great if it lasts for 6 months? At least I can say I did something. And here I am, still fooling some of the people some of the time all these years later, you know.
What was the break? I mean, I know the break, the two big hits, Our Colour is the Wind and My Forever Friend, kind of came out in relative close succession, but why did they land, I suppose? Why did they work?
I don't know, but I'm so thankful that they did. I think it was the message. It's a very simplistic message. The My Forever Friend was an expression of my own fate in very simplistic terms, which I wrote for a school assembly. And strangely enough, we had a little lad called Paddy who got up and sang it in front of the school. And then the other song came about from children also, because it was an actual thing that a boy or a girl said to the father, a blind child said to the father, what colour is the wind, which is, I thought, was beautifully poignant. And then I had the sort of daunting task of trying to write the song without becoming too maudlin or slushy, and that song did me open the door to the life I'd always wanted, which was just a life where I could sort of devote myself to the music and look after my family through that. Yeah. And that came about thanks to those songs and thanks to the Irish people who went out and bought the album in droves, you know.
And Ireland was very big in turn, very key and crucial in terms of your success.
Oh, without a doubt. If it wasn't for the Irish, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So, I mean, my love affair with Ireland began long before that, because Foster and Allen, who were friends of mine, recorded I Will Love You All My Life and invited me over. And I just loved the place. I used to take my guitar and just sit in a little local alehouses and play for nothing. in Ireland, and every year I'd go on my holidays there. And I remember talking to a good friend of mine from Moat in the Midlands and said, Pastor said, have you ever got a break? I'd love it to be here. I said, I know it's not the biggest market in the world, but I just love the place. And that's exactly what happened. So somebody up there must have been listening to me, you know. and first of all, Gerry Anderson up in the north put me on the telly with him, and watching that night was Pat Kenny, who invited me down to Dublin. And it was amazing how that came about, because Foster and Allen had asked me to do their support for a tour in 95. And I said, yeah, and I'll pack my job in and take the plunge. And they phoned me in January, said, oh, I'm awful sorry, Charlie. He said, we're not having a support now. So I came away from the phone feeling a bit disconsolate. But the following day, I thought, no, I'm not giving up. It's the only thing I think I can do half well. So I phoned RTE, which I'd done once before, but had no CD or anything. And they said, Charlie, we've been trying to get you for a month. Can you come this week? I did the show. Went back. My son picked me up from school on Friday and said, Dad, you're in the Irish charts. And I said, what am I, 98? And he said, no, Dad, you're number two, and the following week, number one. And that was it. And when that tour of England was taking place, I was doing my own sellout tour of Ireland. So it was amazing how it came about, and it was like a musical fairy story.
It's fabulous. An overnight success after 30 years.
some overnight, wasn't it?
I'm just thinking, you're from Birkenhead, I think it is, which is just over the water from, and when I mean the water, I literally mean the River Mersey from Liverpool. You're effectively Liverpool. When you would have been playing the pubs, you're talking at a time when there's a lot more musically going on in Liverpool. We're in around the time of the Beatles, I presume?
That's right. Well, with my sort of unhappy knack of being in the wrong place at the right time and vice versa, I was playing in a band called the Top Spots, and it shows how primitive we were. I was the guitar player, you know, and I was that shy at the time. I used to sit at the back while the other couple of lads were up grabbing the glory. And then I joined the army. I got fed up, and I thought, I'll join the Navy like my brothers. But they'd all sort of... they wouldn't accept me. I was either too old for some schools or too young for others. So I thought, well, I'll join the army. I'll get away from Birkenhead somehow. So I joined the army, and then I was in Germany, languishing in some remote part of Germany, when all hell broke loose on Merseyside, and everybody with a straight set of teeth was getting signed up, you know. And I'd missed the boat completely. And that wasn't the only occasion I met. I had a recording contract to go back to in Germany, and had no money to get back. They did one of these talent competitions in the local theatre in where we were in Germany. And the boss came up to us. We won a bottle of champagne, and he said, "Where were you last week, lads?" It was just me and my mate. He said, if you'd have been here last week, you'd have won. He said, I was one of the judges. He said, you would have had a television appearances. You would have had a recording contract. He said, all you've won tonight is a bottle of champagne. So I was beginning to think that somebody up there didn't like me until they did, in the shape of the Irish people.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. You've got, as well as the concerts that are upcoming, you have a new album as well, The Attic Collection.
Yeah, it's... some of the songs will be known by people out there already, but it's totally different because it's all acoustic, and I'm playing guitar and everything, which is a first, because I think there's only one track on any of the albums where I'm actually playing guitar. And some of it was recorded in an attic with just me and a Scottish friend of mine, Jim Donaldson. And there's some... I think people will enjoy it because it's so different. I hope so, and thankfully the first responses we've had back have all been favourable, so I'm quite happy about
Very
that.
You know? And as you said already, you'll be in the Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick at the end of the month, the 31st of January, and in Loughrea on the 7th of February as well, and I hope it's an enjoyable farewell tour, Charlie.
Well, I'm sure it will be. I've never been to Ireland yet and not had not enjoyed myself, and the Irish people have always been fantastic to me, so it'll be nice and sad at the same time, because I'll be saying goodbye to a lot of old friends, but I'll enjoy it immensely, I'm sure.
Charlie, if it is farewell, all the best.
God bless you. Thank you, Gavin.
Do take care.
Me.
Thanks
Bye-bye,
very much.
Mate.
Charlie Lansbury there.
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea. The wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance, just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love.
Lansbury will be performing in the Lion Tree Theatre in Limerick on the 31st of this month and in Loughrea a week later. We're talking sport and we're back in a couple of minutes' time.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.